Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. OpenAI broadens AI accessibility by introducing production-ready GPT-4 Turbo and customization platform. Elon Musk launches Grok. MSPs should stay far away. And AI-generated deepfake scandal rocking a New Jersey high school, undermining teen privacy. This is the Business of Tech. Did you know that 95% of cybersecurity issues stem from misconfigurations, often caused by human error? That's where LionGuard comes in. Their industry-leading configuration change detection and response platform automatically documents your systems, enabling you to stay ahead by alerting you to any changes. You can also audit and assess user accounts, reconcile billing, and continuously enhance your customer's cybersecurity posture. This also helps you maintain defensibility for cyber insurance and compliance. Curious to learn more? Just head over to LionGuard.com/MSP Radio and discover how LionGuard can make a difference. OpenAI had their developer event this week and announced that ChatGPT has reached 100 million weekly users, with over 2 million developers and 92% of Fortune 500 companies using the platform. OpenAI announced improvements to its language models, GPT-4 and GPT-3.5, including updated knowledge bases and a longer context window. GPT-4 Turbo, currently available in API preview, has been trained with more recent data and offers a 128,000 context window. It also is cheaper to run for developers. OpenAI plans to release a production-ready Turbo model soon. GPT 3.5 Turbo will also see improvements in context windows, functionality, and pricing. OpenAI also announced a platform for creating custom versions of ChatGPT, allowing users to tailor the AI chatbot for specific use cases without coding. These custom GPTs will be available through the GPT store and accessible to paying ChatGPT Plus subscribers and OpenAI Enterprise customers. OpenAI has also introduced a new program called Copyright Shield, where it will cover the legal costs for business customers facing copyright infringement claims related to OpenAI apps and services. This protection applies to customers using the generally available features of OpenAI's developer platform and ChatGPT Enterprise. However, it's unclear if training data indemnity is included. OpenAI joins other companies like IBM, Microsoft, and Amazon in pledging to defend customers against IP rights claims in the generative AI space. DeepMind has released the newest version of its AlphaFold model, which can accurately predict the structures of proteins and things like post-translational modifications. This new capability has the potential application in drug discovery, allowing scientists to identify and design new molecules that could become drugs. The model outperforms the previous generation of AlphaFold and shows the potential of AI in enhancing scientific understanding of the human body's molecular machines. However, it falls short in predicting the structures of RNA molecules. Snowflake has introduced a new range of enhanced services focusing on generative artificial intelligence. The company is introducing Snowflake Cortex, a managed service that simplifies AI model development and offering private previews of Llama 2 language model integration. Snowflake also unveiled Snowflake Copilot, Universal Search, and Document AI as LLM-powered applications. Additionally, Snowflake is enhancing Python support in its Snowpark platform, introducing Snowpark container services, and expanding its native app framework. The company is also advancing support for Apache Iceberg and introducing new governance capabilities in Snowflake Horizon. Zoom AI Companion, a generative AI assistant, has reached a milestone by generating over 1 million meeting summaries in less than 2 months. Over 125,000 accounts are currently using the assistant. Dropbox 2 is getting in the game, introducing a suite of advanced tools to enhance knowledge work and productivity in the remote work culture. The tools include Dropbox Dash for universal search, a redesigned web interface, Dropbox AI for automated file searching, Dropbox Studio for video collaboration, and some new subscription plans. Why do we care? With stats like that, we should all expect these chatbot tools to be in our customers. Shadow IT on steroids for sure. This all screams to why providers will want to be working with their customers who have built the necessary frameworks for compliance and ethics in the way they use and deploy these tools. The ability to customize AI chatbots without coding opens new opportunities for MSPs to provide tailored AI solutions across various industries, potentially expanding service offerings. There's a service customization play here, too. And that copyright protection is falling in line with the other platforms and appears to be quickly becoming table stakes. It's intended to provide more confidence in deploying AI solutions without fearing the legal repercussions of potential copyright infringement. Now, let's look at a platform slightly less grown up. While I'm covering AI bots and models, Elon Musk has introduced Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI. Grok aims to provide witty and rebellious responses to, quote, spicy questions that other AI might avoid. It has access to data from the former Bird app and is positioning itself as a challenger to companies like OpenAI. While still in the beta phase, Grok has shown promising performance in tests and will eventually be available as a feature of X Premium Plus. Why do we care? I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole in any business capacity. Witty and rebellious responses are not that helpful within most contexts. Providers typically operate within professional service contexts where predictability, accuracy, and compliance are paramount. A tool designed to provide witty and rebellious responses may be ill-suited for environments that demand a high degree of professionalism and reliability. We only care to be aware of another model in the market. For as much as OpenAI gets headlines, they're not the only provider. But for me, I wouldn't touch this. And let's hit some of those negative impacts. The privacy of several teens at a New Jersey high school was violated when AI-generated nude images of them were circulated in group chats. Teen girls at Westfield High School in New Jersey learned last month that fake nude images of them were shared among other students, the Wall Street Journal reported. Concerns were raised to administrators on October 20th, but the photos were shared over the summer, according to an email sent to parents by Westfield High's principal. The investigation and response involved the Westfield Police Department, the school's resource officer, the counseling department, and the administration. And we have some data about hallucinations. According to a New York Times article, chatbot software, including OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's chatbot, and Microsoft's Bing chatbot, have been found to frequently make up information. A startup called Vectara, founded by former Google employees, estimates that chatbots can invent information at least 3% of the time, and possibly as high as 27%. Why do we care? The incident in New Jersey illustrates the potential misuse of AI technology to generate deep fakes, which can have severe personal and legal implications. Providers must know the tools and techniques to safeguard digital identities and privacy. They might need to offer monitoring solutions, detect and respond to such misuse, and educate clients about these risks. The frequency of AI hallucinations or the generation of false information is a significant concern for any organization that relies on data integrity and accuracy. Providers should prioritize the validation and verification of outputs as part of their services. This could involve implementing additional layers of fact-checking or using AI solutions known for lower rates of misinformation. The good news is that this highlights that service providers should be in the sweet spot for risk management, compliance, governance, and educating customers. It combines technical and ethical considerations, which is excellent news. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus Rejection Con was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. Rejection Con promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP verse, from household name speakers to incredible first-timers. Get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. Rejection Con, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. Thanks for listening. Today's STEM and STEAM Day, so we'll celebrate those sciences, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cause support may be available.